Thousands of anti-globalisation protesters have marched in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, today at the opening of the annual World Social Forum. More than 80,000 people have gathered to address a wide spectrum of social problems facing the world, including a special focus on African issues. Prior to this meeting, the Ignatian family over the last few days held a plenary session there in Nairobi, in preparation for the event. They discussed how the church can best assist in combating the scourges existing in the continent of Africa and the world, as Yuta Sievers, spokesperson for the Jesuit Social Justice Secretariat, recounted.
Sister Iphigenia Gachiri from Kenya described how she had used Ignatian pedagogy to combat female genital mutilation or female circumcision. She had realized that the practice, however justifiable historically, was wrong and unscientific. At the same time, she saw that many elements of the traditional rites of passage were good. She then transformed the rite and did away with one of the rituals. We should never forget, Sister Iphigenia added, that transforming society does not mean entirely destroying its culture and traditions. Father Valerian Shirima from Tanzania, speaking about Ignatian values, said that our activity in transforming the world imitates the action of the Trinity, which, after contemplating the situation of the world, decided that the second person would become man. This incarnation is a sign of God's commitment for each and every person. We are all called as a family, excluding none, to participate in the banquet of God. At the end of the meeting, the feeling was that participants from around the world were no longer a group of strangers, but members of one family, a family that accepts diversity as a constitutive element of its being and walks on.